Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's tournament week.
They're so young. The kids celebrate. Amazing moment right now
for the first time in a decade, Cal State Fullerton going to the NCAA tournament.
This is a tournament week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by George McCoy, attorney with Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Been injured in an accident? George McCoy can help you get the compensation you deserve. Go to warrenallen.com.
Dusty and Cam on 1080 The Fan.
Cal State Fullerton is in. What, are they playing the Big West? Is that what conference they're in? Is that what it's called with UC Irvine, Riverside? All those schools?
Sure.
I think it's Big West.
Yeah.
They get just as many automatic bids as the Pac-12 does, because all the small schools, as we know, get automatic qualifiers, just as the big dogs like the Pac-12 do. But the Pac-12 didn't get very many at-large bids either. Only two. And both of them are in the first four as... Was it tomorrow? UCLA plays St. Bonaventure.
The play-in game to get into the games?
Yeah. Only one team is in the field of 64. So the Big West and Pac-12 have just as many teams in the field of 64 right now. Wrap your head around that. Arizona State on Wednesday plays Syracuse. Jim Boeheim, Bobby Hurley. That's actually a pretty decent matchup. That'll be fun to watch, won't it?
Yeah, don't you remember the last time everyone just lambasted? Basted Syracuse for why they got into the tournament and they got to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, they actually were kind of deserving of it. I mean,
but they're going to be in a play-in game. Syracuse is going to win this basketball game.
Okay.
I don't know.
Arizona State sucked at the end of the year. Can we just call it what it is?
Okay.
And the Pac-12 looks terrible because if Syracuse mops the floor with Arizona State, it is a horrible look for the Pac-12. And the selection committee did the Pac-12 no favors by putting Arizona State in and USC leaving them out. Arizona State has quality wins. They beat Xavier. They beat Kansas. They beat half the one seeds in the country this year. I get it, right? They have that resume early in the year. But at the end of the season, USC was a far better team. And they got hosed. And I think the FBI probe has a ton to do with that.
I think there are a lot of teams out there that feel every year that they got hosed. There's quite a few. But when you put these stats that everyone says and the committees use, like you said, RPI,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to rank that high in RPI and not get in, then it is very confusing. What is your metrics that you're using? Is it eyeball test or is it the fact that the Pac-12 just isn't that good at the conference?
They're using this quadrant system now.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's basically how the quadrant goes. A quadrant one win is they dole it out like 1 through 25 at home. If you beat one of those teams, that is a quadrant one win. 6 through 50 in a neutral site is a quadrant one win. Or if you go 51 through 75 on the road, those qualify as quadrant one wins. So basically, if you beat the 75th best team in the country on the road, that's the exact same as beating the number two team in the country at home. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. No. There's your metrics.
No.
There's your what do you want to call them?
You get the same amount of credit for doing that.
Basketball analytics at its best.
That's a doozy, though. And that one is just doesn't. And that's where Arizona State they have a bunch of quadrant one wins that happened at the beginning of the year in their non-conference play. And at the back end of the year, they went 8-10 in Pac-12 play and were terrible. And USC was peaking at the right time where they were working out the kinks at the beginning of the year and were peaking at the end of the year, finished second in the regular season, second in the conference tournament, and they're on the outside looking in. That, to me, doesn't make sense. It's not a good look for the Pac-12, and I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State got smacked by Syracuse and everybody goes, see, Pac-12 is terrible. Meanwhile, USC, a better team, is sitting at home and probably has a better chance to beat Syracuse.
The only team this conference is worried about right now, let's be realistic, it's Arizona. It's the only team that's going to have any noise. and they're in the, my gosh, the South.
Region of death. Virginia, the number one overall seed in the entire tournament, is in the South bracket, which features, this is amazing, Cincinnati is the two seed. Yeah. You have your three seed is Tennessee, who is the SEC regular season champ. It has Arizona, the Pac-12 regular season and conference champion, is the four seed. Five seed is Kentucky, which is a conference championship winner of the SEC. Six seed is Miami, seven seed Nevada, and then you also have Texas, Creighton, and Kansas State in there. That is a brutal bracket.
I don't think the winner of the national championship is coming out of the South. They're going to be too beat up. They're going to be physically exhausted to try to get through there. By the time you get to the Final Four, they're going to be, we got nothing left in the tank. Small mini prediction. It could be reversed. It could be the winner will come out of the South because you'll be the most battle tested.
And think of this. I mean, the people are saying that I've seen pundits and stuff on Twitter. I think Chris Dufresne, formerly of the LA Times, I don't know where he's at now, but he wrote a big article and piece on. He goes, just look at these teams that are in the FBI probe. They got punished by the selection committee. When you think of Miami is a sixth seed in the region of death. They've been implicated in this. Mm-hmm. Arizona's been implicated in this. They're a top three seed, no doubt. They're a four seed in the region of death. USC, Oklahoma State, Louisville, all on the outside looking in. Auburn gets bumped down a line.
So then why they put Virginia the goody two shoes in there? Why'd they do that to Virginia? How dare they do that to Virginia and Tony Bennett?
I don't know.
That's not fair.
I don't know why they got it.
They want to slow the game down and make it really enjoyable.
Grind it out, huh?
Oh, it's not good basketball to watch, but you got to respect it.
But if Arizona wins, and John Calipari, by the way, did you see what he said about...
You're an Ari, huh?
Yeah.
You're not an Ari?
Calipari.
Is it an Ari or Ari? It's personal. It's tomato, tomato.
It's whatever I hear in the most recent interview that he did. Gotcha. And when he was on ESPN last night, they called him Calipari.
Okay.
But he said... Boise, Idaho. How do you even get to Boise, Idaho? That's where they play.
By horse and buggy.
Like, he doesn't even know, like, Boise is a... He has no idea that Boise exists as a city, which Boise's getting great games because they have Kentucky, Davidson, Arizona, Buffalo, and then they have Gonzaga, too, I believe, coming there. Yeah, Gonzaga, Ohio State, and San Diego State. They get good games in Boise and big-time teams. But Kentucky and Arizona may have to play each other in the round of 32.
Oh, they will. Not may, they will. Arizona is going to beat Buffalo.
But
I'm sorry, in the round of 32. I was thinking Miami. Well, no. They're coming out early. Yeah. Arizona's going to have to face?
Kentucky, man.
Yeah.
They're going to have to play Kentucky in the second round.
Yep, right away. Boom. Although Davidson, one of those sneaky teams that you can't ever say it's a gimme.
Sorry, Steph Curry isn't playing right now.
That's right.
See what Vegas has on this, the opening round? Reese Davis said this last night.
Most upsets ever?
No.
Oh.
Las Vegas is saying no upsets.
Oh, chalking it, huh?
The higher seed is, higher or lower seed? The higher seed is favored in all of these games. So they're predicting zero upsets across the board.
Are you going with it? I call BS on that.
Doesn't that just set it up for this will have the most upset ever?
Yeah.
Is the fact that
I've learned one thing about sports is just when you think you know what you're talking about in these tournaments, you have no idea.
Mm. Yeah. Should we fill out a NIT bracket?
No, because the Pac-12 is really well represented in the NIT.
Five teams. You get Oregon, Washington, USC, Stanford, and Utah.
Sad. What does this say about the Pac-12 overall?
It sucks.
Folks, that you really care about sports. This is back-to-back big-time sports. Now, football in this year, in 2017, and on into 2018, and now basketball, where your conference was crapped on nationally. And it was looked at as an average conference because your teams did not represent itself well and did not stand up to the test. And when it comes to national recognition, you think it's money, Dusty. You think it has to do with the amount of money that's injected, the television revenue, the leadership from Larry Scott. Somebody should take some responsibility. I think it's a talent and investment point of view. Like the combination of money. Now, when I say investment, I mean personal investment into how it's being taught to our athletes here on the West Coast. We do not invest the amount of time and money in being better than everybody.
No. and you see it front and center. I mean, when I look at this bracket and I look at three Pac-12 teams getting in and the fact that, you know, you have some credible resumes that were snubbed out of it. Look, I don't think USC has the gall to win a national championship, but I also think that if you look at star power, Missouri got, why isn't anybody talking about Missouri with a 67 RPI and they get in as an 8 seed? Like, RPI is a metric that people have looked at and the committee has used and leaned on for years. People are saying, oh my gosh, how in the world Syracuse got in? What a joke.
It's Jim Bain.
Arizona State got in. What a joke. Yeah. You look at Michael Porter Jr. got in because he's a star. Missouri lost their first game of the SEC tournament to a team that fired their coach the next day.
It's a TV show, guys.
Okay.
TV show.
Trey Young in Oklahoma. Oklahoma got in because they have a star. Yeah. Colin Sexton put on a show in the SEC tournament, and the Alabama Crimson Tide got a better seed because of it.
It's a TV show. I just made it. It is must-see television. You want to see stars. This is not who's the best teams. This is what's going to sell commercials and get eyeballs.
But I also think that it is not. I think there's no. It's not a coincidence that the fact that the conferences that have the most revenue coming out are the teams that get the most. Teams in the tournament.
Yeah, recognition.
The SEC gets it. The Big Ten gets it. The ACC gets it. Pac-12 is trailing in revenues.
Yep.
They're trailing
in
tournaments.
That's all right, but we have our mountains and our snow sports.
We do. Hey, look at outside right now.
Okay, don't be wrong. It's beautiful. You know what also is beautiful? Being relevant in the big sports. Being relevant or being in the conversation. I'm not asking for wins every single year, although that would be nice. It was true. And when's the last time we won a national champ? The Pac-12 has won a national championship?
Arizona, 1997.
What about the football?
Well, are we counting vacated or not counting vacated?
Non-vacated. Vacated.
1972.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Forever. In fact, there are kids, Joe, not even been alive.
Yeah. And people asking why Arizona got in. They beat 2 1-seeds in the non-conference. That's this new quadrant thing. The quadrant system is... They gauge your wins based on how good the teams are. I don't get it because USC was playing better at the end of the year.
69th best team in the country.
Blazers bench turning a corner. Dustin and Cam on the Fan.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd.
So the Vikings, according to one report, are going to offer Kirk Cousins $91 million. I don't think anybody's going to give him $30 million a year. I don't think he's worth it. I think he's a solid quarterback. I'd pay him $20, $21 max. But Kirk Cousins, and I like the guy. I mean, he was a starting quarterback in the NFL. He got into D.C. He was a fourth-round pick. He overcame that, and he beat out RG3.
The original home of The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
The original.
Weekdays 9 to noon, 1080 The Fan.
You buy a vehicle that is built to protect you and your family if you're ever in an accident. Restoring your vehicle to pre-loss condition and the safety standards set up by the manufacturer is the number one duty of a body shop. Lafes has set that bar for proper repairs for over 27 years. We are the only body shop around that holds the insurance companies accountable to cover your claim 100%. Remember, you have the right to choose who repairs your vehicle. Choose Lafes, the finest in collision repair.
You are beautiful. You are disgusting. Whether I give up, your personality just keeps changing on a dime. You've got us climbing the walls again. RoofLifeOfOregon.com.
Contractors rely on Discount Windows.
We come out to your job site and provide you with all your windows, doors, trim, molding, and hardware.
You already know that Discount Windows has a great selection of energy-rated windows on-site, like PlyGem Windows.
But have you heard about Discount Windows' door manufacturing facility?
We hang our very own high-quality interior and exterior doors to your specifications.
Discount Windows does doors at lightning speed.
We'll deliver your windows, doors, trim, molding, and hardware to your job site anywhere in the Pacific Northwest.
See for yourself why contractors use Discount Windows.
Discount Windows opens 7 days a week. Two locations in Portland at 8905 North Vancouver Avenue next to Portland Meadows and on Highway 99 in Junction City.
For all your door, trim,
and hardware needs, Discount Windows.
CCB 180018.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
and what happens after it disappears.
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
People are always asking, how did Leif's Auto Collision Centers become the largest body shop in the Northwest? It starts with a relentless drive to maintain manufacturer specs and quality. Then we top that off with convenience and service. Did you know we can pick up and deliver your vehicle anywhere in the Northwest? Leif's can provide you a loaner during the repairs or help you with your deductible. Remember, you have the right to choose your shop. Choose Leif's, the finest in collision repair.
This hour of music brought to you in part by Pier 1. Get to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale now and save up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor at Pier 1 through March 31st.
This is a Tournament Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Portland Trailblazers have the NBA's leading 9-game winning streak on the line tonight. 7 o'clock tip with the Miami Heat coming to town. Apparently, Hassan Whiteside and Dwayne Wade will not play for Miami. Another break that the Blazers are getting.
Yes, they're not getting teams at full strength.
And actually, I'm guessing this is the second and last time they're playing a Heat, but they will avoid Hassan Whiteside altogether.
Yet again. Yeah, they didn't play him when they were in Miami, right? Exactly. On that road trip? Yeah.
He's scared of Nurkic.
He's scared. Why? He doesn't play in the fourth quarter.
That's true. That's because the Blazers' bench is so dang good.
No, it's because Ed Davis is so dang good.
I've renamed my son to Ed.
Edward?
Nope.
Eddie.
In honor of Ed Davis. I think Ed Davis is going to have...
What's Ed's middle name? Is it like Howard?
It's something very boring.
Not boring. It's just...
Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Adam.
Edward Adam Davis. sounds like my attorney.
It does. It sounds, the law firm of Edward Adam and Davis.
Yeah. Edward Adam Davis.
Yeah.
Boy, is he playing himself into the hearts of Blazer fans and really... That's going to be a tough guy to part with. He may be making himself some sweet, sweet moolah as Ed Davis is going to be hitting the free agent market soon.
He will be. He's a savvy veteran. He's in his 9th season.
Mm.
If we look at guys that you could compare him to, who do you put him on or who do you compare him to with the amount of money that was given?
LeBron. No, Ed Davis, he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. I think going from, 6.3, where he's ridiculously affordable right now, Ed Davis hitting the unrestricted market puts the Blazers in a bind because that's like he's going to be a $10 million a year guy. He's going to be a $10 million a year player.
I would agree with that. I'm not going to say
you're paying Myers Leonard right now.
Well, I know it. You're going to have to dump some money to be able to keep Ed. And Ed is extremely valuable because nobody else can do what he can do is bringing a spark off the bench from a big man. I mean, mm-hmm. Zach Collins is, you're on a rookie deal. You're not to worry about it, but he does not bring the ability to get rebounds anywhere on the court like that.
Well, Ed Davis, the way that he's been playing has been, it's been a catalyst to this 9-game win streak. I also would say Zach Collins and his ability to come in and impact a basketball game, that's been huge for the Blazers. Pat Connaughton and Shabazz Napier have made big plays. And I think where the biggest strides with those guys have come have been on the defensive end of the floor, obviously. You look at Zach Collins has been a guy that you don't take off the floor when you need a stop. Yeah. And that's been huge. He's playing with a ton more confidence.
Yeah, if you told me right now you have the one that might affect the Ed Davis situation you're going to look at is someone like a Tristan Thompson who's getting, $16.5 million at Cleveland. I know he's younger. He's 26, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going to use that as a benchmark. Who would you rather have, Tristan Thompson or Ed Davis? I don't think it matters because Tristan Thompson helps the Cavaliers. Ed Davis is key. He's key for what it is. You're going to pay for it. You have two guys. You have Myers Leonard you're paying for. You're going to have to find a way to move that and give it to Ed. And then you also have Yusuf Nurkic. These are all problems we can get into in the summer because this team right now is playing great basketball.
Yes, it is. And, it is right now what the Blazers have come into is they have a two-game lead for third in the West right now. And when you look at the way that this whole thing is shaken out, this two-game cushion that they've been able to build up over this nine-game win streak is massive, because it appears that Kawhi Leonard will be returning to the San Antonio Spurs by as early as this Thursday.
Yeah.
That quad injury that's held him all out of all but, 17 games, they're trying to tread water as much as they can, mm-hmm. as they've lost, four of their last five games. And
it's going to take some time for him. He's not going to come back and be a world beater right away.
Yeah.
It'll take him a month to settle in.
Yeah, well, guess who the Blazers play in a month?
Yeah.
The San Antonio Spurs.
Yep.
But this
old
is,
reliable.
This is how it's been for Portland. Is they won six in a row, and you're like, how can they only have still a half game lead? It is so hard to get separation. They finally got it over this weekend because Anthony Davis going down, Jimmy Butler, and the Spurs injuries have been a massive part of why Portland has been able to get this separation. But New Orleans was right there with them. Davis goes down. Health has been on the Blazers' side. And it's not something that you could sit there and you could say, the Blazers are getting lucky. Who cares? You get lucky a lot over the course of a year in the NBA.
It's about – nobody says you're getting lucky in other sports. I think that guys, when you're hurt, especially in football, you deal with injuries early in the season. Basketball – you have guys sit out because you don't see really significant serious injuries. Although this year, the serious injuries we've had has been an all-star team. I mean, Porzingis, some of these guys that have gone down with major injuries, Jimmy Butler, these are all-stars that are going down.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins is in there too, which
most definitely.
They actually may be better without him and Anthony Davis in, because your offense runs more through AD.
No, yeah. And I don't think that Anthony Davis can be somebody that can carry a team deep into the playoffs, but the guy is a superstar. And he had his first career triple double. I saw this just yesterday,
and they lost.
Yeah,
with they blocks. Lost 10 blocks.
Yeah, triple double with blocks.
My God, an NBA player, 10 blocks. He's a professional.
He's a 7-foot superstar.
Yeah, no, but 10
tarantula
blocks.
Arms everywhere. I mean, he's all over the court.
Yeah, they lost 116-99.
I'm going
to
attribute, in my opinion, I'm going to attribute the way this Blazers team is playing by one person. And I'm not saying it's all on him, but 95% of this team is taking on Neil the identity O'Shea. Of not Neil O'Shea.
Oh.
A young man named Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
The leadership that he has brought to this team, the confidence since being able coming back and dominating and putting up 44 on Valentine's Day. I'm taking full credit because I was at that game, so I'm going to attach my name
must
to this.
Must be the reason.
It was there. It was Valentine's Day. Mm. I was there. It's the only game I'll be able to go to this year. It's the reason why the Blazers have taken the identity, and it's just it's permeated through the entire team. The organization, the belief. Dame has made shots when he's needed to, from the Phoenix finish to coming out and having another game. When you dominate the world champs, and not just beat them, you dominated them.
Criticism of Damian Lillard by national NBA writers has always been, he does everything really good. He does nothing great. He's not the best in the NBA at anything.
What do you
need? You know, but it's like Kyrie's got handles. Steph's got the shot. Russell Westbrook can just score. You know, like Dame has never been do anything. There's a good piece up on the Ringer right now from Haley O'Shaughnessy, mm-hmm. who wrote, what Damian Lillard does, and this is so true, he is the best point guard in the fourth quarter in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what's carrying this team right now. And he's done it two of the last 3 years, he's been the leading scorer in the NBA in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And over the full season. And he's on pace to do it this year. He's been in the top four the other year.
Did you know Dame was a three-sport star in high school?
Yes, I did know that.
In football, basketball, and baseball.
I knew that.
And he didn't do one thing great, but he did all three elite at that level, and then went on and played a pretty good career at Weber State. Mm-hmm. And then now everyone will sit there, we just got great hands. I don't care. I would argue right now Dame Lillard is the strongest, pound per pound strength point guard in the league. Strongest. There's not anybody that can go to the rack like him. And don't tell me Chris Paul.
Russell Westbrook.
Very strong, but can't shoot.
But look at the size,
let me
give too.
What?
But as let far me, as height.
There's a lot of qualifiers in here now.
No. Strength, I mean, ability to finish and to be able to play the entire aspect of basketball. Russell Westbrook is a terrible three-point shooter. When I mean terrible, terrible three-point shooter.
He is dead last in qualifying shots.
He's excellent rebounder because nobody else rebounds and everyone lets him get it. Dame doesn't need to rebound. He could if he wanted, but let's qualify this. The strength that Damian Lillard was always fault early in his career because he was too strong to the rack and didn't get the calls. I mean, Dame can finish as good as anybody right now. Yeah, what we want to talk about Uncle Drew handles. I love Kyrie Irving. I think it's great. But Dame's a better shooter than Kyrie Irving.
Yes, he is.
And so these things all are very subjective right now. It's going to take Dame to step it up and make it deeper into the playoffs with this team and lead his team.
And that's the thing, though, is that those guys that are considered the best in the NBA, Steph Curry is the best three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving has the best handles. Yeah. Russell Westbrook finishes at the rack.
Yeah, you know? Violent finisher.
And, like, Damian Lillard doesn't fit into any of these categories, right? He's not the best. Chris Paul's the best defending point guard, regarded as starting point guard in the NBA. You know, he doesn't have anything that you go, he's the best at this. But he is the best fourth quarter point guard in the NBA, and the numbers are bearing it out right now. He puts the team on his back. He plays within the context of a NBA, of a game and a team offense for three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, he goes, all right, let me do my part. And he puts a team on his back. He's doing it again. And they go for number 10 in a row tonight against the Miami Heat that will be without Hassan Whiteside or Dwayne Wade. You think they make it 10?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
I do, too.
I do. And that would mean...
Keep separating.
That would mean the month of March, which is... We knew it was going to be the meat grinder for the Blazers. Mm-hmm. It would be a start to the month of March that I think everybody could be happy with, which would be 6-0. In the month of March to start it out.
Yeah, I'll take that.
With wins over Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Golden State. And that win at the Lakers, isn't it looking better with who the Lakers are beating now?
Did you see what they did to the Cavs?
Beat the snot out of them last night at Staples Center, where Jack had to show his ticket.
Nobody knows who he is. He's old.
I mean,
it's Jack Nicholson.
He should not have to show his courtside ticket. Oh, you're the guy that's here every single day. Like, we know. LeBron couldn't even get it done against his future team.
He's going to the Lakers.
No, he's not.
Where's he going then? He's not staying in Cleveland with that young mess.
Philly.
No, you're not going to Philly.
Philly.
No.
How scary would that be? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid.
Come out west, LeBron.
LeBron James.
And TJ McConnell.
J.J. Redick just out there shooting threes for $21 million. And then Markelle Fultz, who's...
Hasn't done anything yet.
But he's found his shot again. He doesn't look
his
as
shoulder's
bad.
Feeling better.
That'd be a good team.
It would be a good team. It's really not the Lakers. There's only one Lakers. No, it's not. It's the Lakers.
I hate the Lakers.
I do too, but it's the brand.
Their brand can go take a hike. Mm-hmm. Speaking of brands, we saw one return over the weekend. He's back. Another Poltergeist reference. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
This is a Tournament Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
Now, from the Allen Web Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
Start planning your deck project now with Conrad Lumber's knowledgeable team of experts in Fibron, an eco-friendly wood alternative to fit most every budget. See it at ConradLumberCo.com. First on The Fan, the Portland Trailblazers is going to be back in action on the Moda Center floor tonight. Blazers looking for their 10th straight win. They're going to be taking on the Miami Heat. Dwayne Wade, Hassan Whiteside, both sitting out in this one. Going to be a nationally televised game at 7:30 on ESPN. The Blazers still sitting at the number 3 seed in the Western Conference with a 2-game lead over the 4th place New Orleans Pelicans. March Madness is here. The brackets have been set, and they're starting to get filled out collectively by millions across America. 3 Pac-12 teams in this year's tournament. The Oregon Ducks unfortunately missed out on a tourney bid after a fun Pac-12 tournament run. They're going to be playing in the NIT this year. They're going to be a 3 seed taking on a number 6 Rider in the first round tomorrow, a 7 o'clock tip-off that you can see via streaming on ESPN3. But the tournament that everyone cares about, that gets underway tomorrow with two play-in games, 16 seeds, LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford at 3:40, winner to take on Villanova.
And St. Bonaventure taking on UCLA at 6:10 for the 11 seed. Winner to take on Florida. In the NFL, according to Adam Schefter, the Arizona Cardinals are expected to release Adrian Peterson today before he gets a $750,000 bonus. Cardinals could end up re-signing him, though. Jeff Darlington of ESPN reporting that the Miami Dolphins are expected to release Ndamukong Suh as early as today as part to help change the culture down in Miami. The Bills, after shopping Tyrod Taylor over the weekend, have emerged as a team to watch to acquire either quarterback Sam Bradford or Case Keenum. And free agent running back DeMarco Murray will visit with the Detroit Lions later today. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Joe Fisher from the Allen Webb Sports Desk, the Allen Webb Auto Family. Value-driven, values-driven.
Thanks for listening to Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
CCB 206-144. Do you need new windows? Have you gotten quotes from other window companies only to suffer quote shock and have given up on replacing your old windows? I'm Dave Thomas, owner of Royal Exteriors, one of the highest rated window replacement companies in Oregon, and I'm the one they don't want you to call. That's because I offer more energy efficient triple pane windows for up to 60% less than most other companies' sale prices for double pane. Check me out at RoyalExteriorsLLC.com.
I conned this entire family into thinking I'm Pete, but now they mean everything to me.
Hey, Pete.
Take us to the $11 million.
You got 72 hours before we start clipping your family.
If we don't do what these guys want, we're all dead.
Every con.
There are too many secrets in this family.
Has consequences.
So how are you going to pull this off?
If you say go tonight, it will go tonight.
Stream the new season of Sneaky Pete now on Amazon Prime Video.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I'm so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
If you're ready for spring, make the most of it with a new Toyota. Right now, save big with special offers that'll make this spring the best ever. But it all ends April 2nd. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Have you noticed a lot more men smiling around town? Universal Men's Clinic has treated thousands of patients. That's thousands of happy men who have a greater zest for life. If you don't have the energy, stamina, or strength like you used to, or having problems in the bedroom, you could be our next happy patient. Call us at 503-944-1111. That's 503-944-1111. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. A $199 office visit may get you smiling too.
I'm Charles Arakaki, a doctor at the Universal Men's Clinic and a happy patient. I was feeling old and I thought it was my demanding lifestyle. I started feeling loss of energy and stamina. Having treated thousands of patients with low energy and sex drive and seeing them improve, it hit me. My symptoms were similar to my patients. With the modern medicine at Universal Men's Clinic, I'm now enjoying a renewed quality of life.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 503-944-1111. That's 503-944-1111. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from Kells Irish Festival, celebrating the sounds and taste of Ireland. Live music, Irish dancers, bagpipers, the petting zoo, this Friday through Sunday at Kells on 2nd Avenue and at the brewery on Northwest 21st.
Remember, wet your shamrock, don't drown it, and don't drink and drive.
This hour of Sports Talk is brought to you in part by Staples. Trade in your old printer and save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank with up to 2 years of ink. Ends 324, see store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. Staples, it's pro time.
This is a Tournament Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
Tiger Woods back is back. Man. He looked good over this weekend.
He looked good. He looked fantastic.
Tiger finishing second at the Valspar in Florida. where everybody's like, oh, Tiger's on the prowl after a Thursday round. But then he followed it up on Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday sinks a 44-foot putt.
44.
To pull within one shot of the lead, held by Paul Casey, and then he had a 39-footer to force a playoff on 18 and missed it. And Paul Casey ended up winning at 10 under par. Tiger, one shot back. Are we on the he's back?
No, he's back. Of course he's back. Are we not on the he's back?
Yeah.
This is, you know what? Mark it down. This is going to be the greatest comeback in sports history. you poof. Why do you laugh at that? You poof on that one?
Yes.
Is there any?
It just depends on your definition of comeback, because people think of a comeback as a one singular game event. But as far as the story goes, the timeline of events, I mean, hell yeah, this might be
one of the
best of all time.
Thank you, Joe. As my cohort over here poo-poos the fact that
he hasn't even won.
It doesn't even matter.
To say it now, it does matter.
You give me a headache.
He hasn't won anything.
Okay,
he does have to get a victory. He does have to get a victory.
It doesn't matter. It will happen. That's the point is that you're talking about somebody that had fused back surgery.
Yes.
Was beat up. Not only to the point where his wife chased him with a golf club and broke everything, was at the lowest point. This is just something that most people in sports, and this is what's great about golf, is that I can be generational in golf. This guy can do it for now. Mm-hmm. Probably he's going to do it for 30-plus years, to be relevant for 30 years. Think about everything that what he's done is he's the reason why all these guys work out. He's the reason why they want to change the golf ball. And at 42 years old, after you have been out of the game for 18 months, when they said he had the yips, he'll never stand up, he can't move, he can't do any of that, he comes back and beats 95% of the best players in the world. And yeah, he will have a chance. I'm not on this side of, I'm not in this vacuum where I go, oh, this is unbelievable when somebody can do that.
It is.
There's no other athletes that do this. Athletes don't do it in basketball. They don't do it in football. We see guys as they age, they go off and right off into the sunset. Golf's one of those only sports where, guess who won last week? Phil Mickelson at age 48. Phil Mickelson, and you know what he said in his interview? He said, just watch. He said this prior to Valspar week starting. He said, just watch. Tiger's going to come out and win and one-up me. He always does. Tiger almost did. Yeah. And he's going to make it relevant. And the other part is I said it on Twitter. I go, there's a reason why he moves the needle more than anybody in the world when it comes to golf. He makes you think of golf. There are people out there who have no idea who golfers are. Yeah. But when you say Tiger and you're known by one name, that's what he's done.
He made it relevant, yesterday relevant. And I watched a golf tournament for the first time since the U.S. Open, probably. Like, and actually had the full round on. And that is what Tiger Woods does. You don't realize how much Tiger Woods means to golf until he's in a final round and he's in contention. And you just sit there and you're like, I have to watch this. Because you're watching a guy who competes like an NFL player or an NBA player, but it's golf. Like, you see him going at it, and he has that laser focus. He has that look, and you have this feeling like he's going to make that shot. And that is, Tiger Woods means more to golf than any other person ever has.
No, he's made golf tournaments $1 million. You got to watch the galleries and how it goes back. You watch one of his tweets gets 500,000 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
How? Nobody gets that kind of retweets. There's a belovedness that everybody there from the autographs that he has, he moves the needle. And so that's the excitement of, there's never been and there won't be another athlete that I've ever seen have a fall like this and come back up all the way to a major championship title.
No.
It'd be like, you know, I can't say, we see a lot of athletes fall on their face. You know, Josh Gordon, somebody that could have a great comeback, somebody that could be a great wide receiver for Cleveland if he can find his way. As somebody like a Johnny Manziel, this is equivalent to Johnny Manziel coming back and maybe winning a Super Bowl, but he wasn't already the best player in the world when he started. This guy is just, it's just incredible what he's able to do. His intensity, his competition level.
Well, I mean,
his gift in this sport is unprecedented.
It is a lot like, in regards to the surgery and being able to come back, Peyton Manning's neck fusions, that he had two of them, and he was able to go and engineer a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, it's along the same lines as that, sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But that's a team sport when this guy is doing it all by himself.
We always hear the rags to riches and or vice versa story, the guy that had it all and then went to nothing. It's very rare that you get the riches to rags back to riches.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's ever been rags for him, but emotionally, physically,
it got bad. I mean, it was less than a year ago where he was in the police. Police room after getting his DUI, talking about how his hair was fading and how depressing was that. Yeah. He's all loaded up on Quaaludes.
He hit pretty low, man.
It was bad.
He hit, when you talk about lows of lows, Tiger Woods was there. And it is cool to see him being in contention. Now we've seen him put four rounds together. Mm-hmm. The next step in that, this becoming, you know, as you said, the greatest comeback in sports history, which if he wins another major.
Yeah, he will.
I think you can sit there and say it.
Yeah.
I
follow the best pundits in golf right now from Brandel Chambly, who goes, he said that Tiger will win twice this year.
Well, I hope he does.
They're David Faraday from all the top players, even Jack and some of these guys. And Phil said, you're not going to stop this man. This man is the greatest ever for one reason only. He does it better than everybody. I mean, Tiger built three greens in the back of his house just recently and hired the former greenskeeper at Augusta National to come in and build it just like Augusta. He's got three different greens all built in different. Nobody does that. Nobody competes like he does. Nobody grinds like he does.
Well, and that grind, I mean, it could hurt his back again. I mean, that's the thing.
Where's it going from here?
That's just one thing.
Could hurt his back again. It's not going anywhere. I mean, the back is, it's shambles. How can somebody?
I know, but he's one swing away from everybody being like, he's back to,
Dusty, he's 42 years old. He had the fastest swing speed on the PGA Tour at 42.
I get it.
Nobody does that. No, that's what guys do when they're 25. Rory McIlroy has fallen off the map. He got married. Nobody cares. Jordan Spieth can't hit it out of his shadow, but he's an elite golfer.
Right.
Dustin Johnson is on Booger Sugar. He's got a hot wife. He's number one in the world. They're all terrified of this man because when they see him on the leaderboard, he brings you down to a level of humbling. And that's what's incredible at 42. And I just want to sit back and go, thank gosh I can continue to watch this man because it's great for golf. And I love the sport of golf.
I do too. I think that it's awesome for the game of golf. I'm so cautiously optimistic about it. You know, I am so afraid of saying Tiger's back.
Well, what's he afraid of?
He gets hurt. He gets hurt and then we're done.
Okay.
It's done.
So
he hasn't won anything.
All right,
you know?
But they live in the now of the appreciation of what's happened is, I guess, how I would look at it.
Yeah.
And not worry about what would happen. Can't live in worry of what will happen.
Yeah, I'm just going to pump the brakes on Tiger Woods' back until he wins. You know?
Do you think it was cool that Phil at 48, don't you think it's different that guys at Phil, 47, 48 years old, winning last week in Mexico?
I think that's
and then
awesome.
Tiger Woods at 42, and guys are playing longer.
Win one for the old guys.
Yeah, though. They're just in better shape. They're better athletes now.
It really
does. They can play longer. Jack winning it in 86 at 46 years old, that was considered the pinnacle.
You know what's awesome, though?
That's 46.
The Masters is going to mean more. Feeling Tiger,
oh my gosh,
feeling good.
Frightening.
Huh? We're less than a month away.
Masters.
We're less than a month away.
It's the greatest sporting event on the planet.
All right, get you set for the day on the Fan. Plus, get you up to date on what's going on with the Fan this week. Fan Madness. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Hey, I am sticking around, though, for 5-Hour Energy Mondays. You may be dragging. Get back to 100% with the 2-ounce, 0-sugar, 4-calorie shot of 5-Hour Energy. And the 5-Hour Energy brackets are up. It's rolling right now. I just filled mine out at 5hourenergybrackets.com. I'm signing up a group of my buddies from college. We've been doing the bracket challenge for years now, and this time we've moved it over to 5-Hour Energy Brackets. A new twist where you get to change your picks as the game's going on, or you could just play it straight up. Just pick winners and losers like you always have. But for the big challenge in the national pool, you can change your picks as the games are going on up until 4 minutes are left in the game, and that's when it closes off. You get more points for picking it right at the beginning, and it goes down. You get fewer and fewer as you change your picks later in the game. Go to 5-Hour Energy Brackets right now and pick. I'm telling you, I went through it. It is tough to figure out who's going to win this tournament, especially when you take a look at that South region. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. Sign up today.
Car Toy CEO Dan Brettler's mom is back with an update.
Oh, hello.
Hello, everybody out there. Some of you are missing this birthday party for Car Toys.
That's right. 31 years, over 9 million customers.
You know, I'm so proud of him. The deals are so good, I've been souping up my Buick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I added a Pioneer Bluetooth receiver.
They're just $59, hands-free calling and music streaming at Car Toys' lowest price ever.
Speakers were half price.
Alpine and Pioneer speakers are just $39 a pair.
And can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I got a subwoofer.
Kenwood subwoofers. Buy one, get one free.
I put on Justin Timberlake and crank it.
Car Toys can upgrade your ride with any features new cars have. Add safety with backup cameras, hands-free calling, texting, navigation.
Oh, the savings are amazing. Let's party!
Car Toys' 31st birthday bash.
A better way to go!
Hi, this is Dan Brettler. I just want to thank you for 31 wonderful years, and I hope you enjoy our party.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life filter for $28.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
This is a Tournament Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, 55305. That is the text line. We got Fab Mandis going on this weekend or this week, Thursday, Friday. And we've got some for you. It's time to vote for the top Oregon basketball player of all time. And on our Fan Madness, we want you to know who you think is the best basketball player the state of Oregon has ever produced. You could win a $100 gift card to the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. Go to 1080thefan.com. And go ahead there and click on our contests. Do it. Do it now. excuse me.
Don't you start coughing.
I'm sorry. Friday, March 16th, we will be out at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill for our Fan Madness. So make sure you end up going there, please, on Friday. Let's play hooky. It all starts early. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Text 55305. People are saying, agreeing with Tiger, or with you on this Tiger thing. He's back.
Agreeing with what?
He says he's back, 100%. Oh. Says, I need to stick to Blazers. I'm ill-informed on Tiger.
Oh.
Why? Why? Because I don't want to buy in until he's back? Until he wins something? You know, that's a big question. Is that I know people want Tiger to be, but I get.
Well, my question that I asked you is, what are you worried about? It's not like he's your brother. He's not your meal. What are you worried about giving him the credit of, or when athletes are in the moment, It's the same thing I say with the Blazers here. Uh-huh. Everyone wants to say, well, if they were in a seven-game series Houston, they wouldn't do it. That doesn't matter. Embrace the moment of what you're watching is somebody that dismantled the world champions. It took them to the woodshed and embarrassed them. And when somebody goes puts 40 up against you, like Kevin Durant, then you just slap a team win on him. I say this versus Tiger. What is everybody worried about in saying he's back? Someone's going to call you on the text and I say, hey, guess what? You're wrong.
Because when I think of Tiger Woods being back, I think of Tiger Woods being Tiger.
But he's not
going to
be Tiger Woods 2000 where he had the Tiger Slam. No one's going to be back when Joe Montana was in 88.
No one's
ever getting back. Tom Brady is not going to be Tom Brady of 2004, 5, 7. He's going to be who he is right now. And that's why I say, when an old man at 42 can take down 20-somethings, that's the ultimate YMCA feeling I'm still looking for. When I back down my 13-year-old and dunk on him on the Nerf hoop, I feel pretty proud of myself at 42.
Oh, you should have seen me last night on my 8-foot slam dunk contest.
Tiger Woods is doing for all of us 40-somethings, he's doing it to all you youngsters and every single young kid that has a golf club in his hand has it because of Tiger Woods. Nobody else puts a club in their hand for kids or people that love golf than that man on this planet.
The kid's reaction who got his autograph over the weekend?
He was loving it. Mr. Woods.
My first thought, though, was I was like, do you have any Tiger Woods memories? Like,
it doesn't matter. His dad will tell
it doesn't matter. It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. People don't know these kids have never seen Michael Jordan play, but they know who Michael Jordan is. Yeah.
That was my second thought. Initially, I was like, does this kid know the good Tiger Woods at all, really? Has he seen any? But that's kind of the
Tiger Woods.
The legend of him has kind of preceded himself.
There's a Mount Rushmore of athletes in the history of sports now that we're in this era of everybody's so recognizable. And I would probably say it's Tiger Woods is on my Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
I would put Michael Jordan on my Mount Rushmore. If I was more of a soccer fan, I would put Pele, something like that would be right there.
Sure. Who's your football guy?
My football guy? It's still kind of it's in between right now. It's got to be Brady. If it's not Brady, it's Jerry Rice. It's something that, it's strangely enough,
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, it's.
I would have thought Montana.
No, longevity and time, but Montana. The football one's very difficult for me because Brady's done it the longest. I'm still working on it. I'm leaning on Brady on that one.
Football's a tough one because
very difficult.
There isn't a face of the game.
Yeah. Well, you have a helmet on, dude.
Yeah. Duh. You got a helmet on, dude.
LeBron's pretty close to that.
Ooh,
to that
Wayne
mark.
Gretzky.
Yeah, for hockey, certainly. More than Gordie Howe, hockey guys, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, really? Yeah, the great one. I agree with that.
His nickname's the great one.
That's fair.
It's the great one.
I'm not going to get into hockey talk, but I'm going to trust the hockey people on that one.
Yeah. Well, it was cool to see Tiger on the prowl. We'll see if he's up for it. The Masters, though, get ready. It's going to be so much fun. Tiger and Phil.
Just start playing that song as my wake-up call at all times.
Still got a month, man. Less than a month. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Durden's Break, 3 to 7. It's Prime Time with Isaac and Suk. Have a great Monday. We'll see you Tuesday right here on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.